This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got a show lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. So just get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever it is you have while you're sitting down listening to your podcast. Don't try the cup of coffee while you're walking. If you're out walking and listening, though, you might spill it, and that would be terrible. I hope you're going to enjoy this take. We're going to start off with Lynn Morris and her band with a song called Goodbye to the Blues.
I can't see them with my eyes, I can't touch them with my hands, but I feel them in a rainstorm or on the desert's burned sands. Cause they always seem to find me when I'm unaware, sneaking up behind me when I'm in my easy chair. Bad news, bad news, I say hello to the blues. Tears. When I feel the air grow colder, I know they're looking.
Lynn doing a bit of clawhammer banjo in there, I think, and singing Goodbye to the Blues. I've got a CD in front of me that my friend Keith McMillan found at a local op shop, and it's pretty rare that you're going to find a bluegrass CD in Hamilton op shops. Just not many people seem to have them. And I looked at it and he said, have you got this CD? And I looked at it and said, yeah, I think I've already got that one. But he gave it to me anyway. And I went home and for the life of me, I couldn't find it in my stack of Doyle Lawson CDs. And I had a look to see if it was in my Doyle Lawson LPs, and it wasn't there. And I looked at all the songs and I recognised many of the songs. And I have a feeling that long time ago, I probably lent this CD to someone who was interested, and then it sort of became part of their collection, and then they got rid of their collection, and Keith found it and returned it home. I suspect that it was mine, but I didn't have my name on it, so it may not have been. Anyway, it's a bit like an old friend returned home. So we're going to hear Doyle Lawson, and this band, the Quicksilver Band at the time, was Jim Mills on banjo, John Bowman on the lead vocals and rhythm guitar, and Shelton Feazell on bass vocals. And Kim Gardner playing a bit of dobro. And I've been watching Doyle Lawson on YouTube videos and watching some of his concerts. Just wonderful. Really love his music. I've picked out a tune. We're going to hear another one later in the program. The first one is one called Angel Unaware. Sounds like this.
Sunday morning finds him in a rundown storefront mission on the dirty side of Birmingham, where no one else would care. There he plays his songs of Jesus on a broken down piano and reads the word of God to anyone who could have had a fancy church, an uptown congregation, but he recalls another time from somewhere in the past. A young man down and out took refuge in a storefront mission and traded in a life of sin for something that would last. Say he had a family once somewhere in Oklahoma. Success was in his pocket till the bottle brought him down. He never talks about the past nor puts the blame on no one. He just talks about a better way and the good life he has found. Someone will often stare at him as though they recognize him. They never ask the question, 'cause they think it couldn't be. But sometimes one man's downfall is another man's salvation, and it's in God's plan that every man fulfill his destiny. He could have had a fancy church, an uptown congregation, but he recalls another time from somewhere in the past. A young man down and out took refuge in a storefront mission and traded in a life of sin for something that would last. Sunday morning finds him in a rundown storefront mission, where he reads the word of God to anyone who'll lend an ear. He's just an angel unaware.
Oh, that's a nice song, isn't it? Angel Unawares, Doyle Lawson. A lot of gospel music is part of his music. He does some secular as well, but he always treats everything beautifully. He has wonderful arrangements, and Jimmy Edmonds was playing the fiddle on that. Jimmy was also the engineer for the album, so a very talented engineer to have around when you're recording a bluegrass album. I'd like to play something to you next. I had the LP, the vinyl LP for this song, but I found it, I think I recorded it, so I've now got a CD copy. Flattened Scruggs with Duck Watson, strictly instrumental. Doc Watson was a fine player. This was recorded way back in 1967, in the days when a lead guitar in the style of Doc Watson was not common in bluegrass music, certainly not common in Flattened Scruggs music, but they worked together. The lineup is Doc Watson on guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Lester Flatt played a little bit of guitar, or he's credited with it anyway, Grady Martin also played rhythm guitar, Charlie McCoy played some harmonica, Jake Tullock was playing the bass, Buck Graves on the dobro, Paul Warren on the fiddle, and we had Buddy Harmon doing a bit of snare drum in there. And there's a whole bunch of songs on this LP that were really good and really showcased Earl's banjo and Doc's guitar. I've selected one called the Spanish Two-Step. It goes like this. Just goes out with the fade in. What a good way to end the song, hey? It's an interesting song. I must try and learn that one. It sounds pretty good. Last week we had the Poor Rambling Boys do a song on the show, and I had another one all lined up, and I sort of ran out of time. I think I talked too much last week. A lot of people accuse me of talking too much, but that's just the way it goes, isn't it? The Poor Rambling Boys, Jeremy Brown on banjo, CJ Lewandowski on mandolin, Jasper Lorenzen on bass, Josh Wrinkle on guitar, Laura Orshaw on fiddle, and they all do a little bit of singing. And this is a song that I really wanted to play, so I put it in this week's show. I don't usually have the same people in sequential shows. I try not to anyway, but I really wanted to have this song. It's one I first heard Cliff Waldron doing way back in the 1960s, maybe early 70s, one called Ice Covered Birches, and I love the song. I hope you enjoy the Poor Rambling Boys version of it.
They shimmer and glimmer and shine, but the branches are broken and their heads are bowed low, like the sad tender heart of that dog.
of my sleep, I was shaken by the touch of her hand. She knows that I'm a-leaving, and she has not her grieving. Her heart beats believing I'll return if I can.
Ice-covered birches on a cold winter morn, on the hillside they shimmer and glimmer and shine. But the branches are broken and their heads are bowed low, like the sad tender heart of that darling of mine, like the heart of that darling of mine.
Every muskeg and mountain, their wilderness they tame. But a man can lie broken with fury unspoken, human strength just a token, and the girl waits in vain.
Ice-covered birches on the cold winter morn, on the hillside they shimmer and glimmer and shine. But the branches are broken and their heads are bowed low, like a sad tender heart of that darling of mine, like the heart of that darling of mine.
Poor Remnant Boys play every song with a whole heap of energy, don't they? Cliff Waldron's version was a little bit more laid back than that, but the Poor Remnant Boys are known for the energy that they put into their songs, and boy, they did a good job of that one. I listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm having fun here playing some of the CDs that are sitting on my shelves. The Price Sisters, Loren on mandolin and Leanna on fiddle. They play some wonderful music. I was watching an interview on with Loren a few days ago on YouTube, where she got a new Gilchrist mandolin. My good friend Keith McMillan in Hamilton here has a Gilchrist mandolin, and Loren was just saying how excited she was when she finally got this Gilchrist mandolin. Anyway, that sort of prompted me to pull a CD off the shelves and decide what I could play from it for you. And I picked a song called Singing My Troubles Away. It's written by the Delmore Brothers a long time ago. I'm familiar with Laurie Lewis's version. You may be too, but the Price Sisters do a great version. Leanna, the fiddle player, sings the lead on it, and Lauren, the mandolin player, sings the tenor part. They got a great band backing them. Charlie Cushman on banjo, he of the Earls of Leicester and other famous bands. Brian Sutton on guitar, who's an absolute hero and legend. Mike Bubb on bass, another legend. Justin Moses on dobro on a couple of tracks, and not on the ones I've picked. They're a great band, and the Price Sisters play really well. Let's hear them do Singing My Troubles Away, the Price Sisters.
Singing my troubles away.
troubles where they lay. I'm singing a song, singing my troubles away, away to the wind. Hey, 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 where did my troubles begin? Where did they begin? I'm telling you why I'm not feeling blue. It's 'cause my trouble has gone with the wind.
They did a great version of that song. I'm really glad I played that one for you. Real bounce and energy to the song. And it's really interesting phrasing in the way the words are set out. And I've really enjoyed listening to that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0. Independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. If you wondered why a bluegrass show should have an unusual accent at the start of it, well, that's because your podcast comes from New Zealand. Of course, if you're listening on Access Radio and you're in New Zealand, you're not at all surprised that a New Zealand voice is putting up with the show. I've been playing bluegrass around New Zealand for 60 years, and from the early days after hearing Flat and Scruggs play the Beverly Hillbillies, I've followed bluegrass music pretty avidly and have enjoyed almost every minute of it. I can't think of any minutes that I haven't enjoyed, but I have to say that I've almost enjoyed every minute. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you want anything to do with music in Hamilton, you need to go to see the people at Shearer's. Big music shop, lots of musical instruments, guitars, occasional banjos, not all the big supply, but plenty to choose from, mandolins, violins, ukuleles, all the accessories you could want, from picks to straps to tuners to guitar stands and things like that, so that you can leave your instrument out and pick it up when you're watching TV and pick it up when the ads come on. That's what I do anyway. And they have supported music around the Hamilton area for longer than I've been playing, because I got my first five-string banjo from them way back in 1965, and best day of my life. And I'm delighted that Shearer's are sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's get on with the music. I think I'll play Lynn Morris again, the Lynn Morris Band, as all good band leaders do. As all good band leaders do, I've got to say it right. Lynn features the other members of her band. Lynn plays guitar or clawhammer banjo, like the last one. Ron Stewart's also playing bluegrass banjo and fiddle and a bit of lead guitar and mandolin. He's a very versatile man to have. Jesse Brock played some mandolin or guitar. Marshall Wilborn, her erstwhile husband, is a bass player, and he's singing on this song. It's a Hank Williams song, and it's called Move It On Over. It's a sort of very light-hearted song from the Lynn Morris Band. Let's hear it, eh?
Came in last night about 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over. Move it on over. Move over, little dog, 'cause a big dog's moving in. She changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on over. Scoot it on over. Move over, skinny dog, 'cause a fat dog's moving in. This doghouse here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over, drag it on over, move over, old dog, 'cause a new dog's moving in. But I done let the deal go down, so pack it on over, tote it on over, move over nice dog, 'cause the mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so scratch it on over, shake it on over, move over short dog, 'cause the tall dog's moving in. Back to me on her knees, I'll be busy scratching fleas, so slide it on over, sneak it on over, move over good dog, 'cause a bad dog's moving in. Remember pup, before you whine, that side's yours and this side's mine, so shove it on over, sweep it on over, move over cold dog, 'cause the hot dog's moving in. Move over little dog, 'cause the big dog's moving in.
Bouncy song, eh? Driving the driving double bass with that beautiful tone to it. Marshall Wilborn is a superb bass player and often requested to play for other groups. He provides a superb rhythm and he does a great job on the vocal too on that Hank Williams song, Moving On Over. So if you're going to get into trouble at home, you've got to make sure you've got a big enough dog kennel to fit in. I'm glad I've only got a cat. I don't really keep up with the modern trends in bluegrass music. When County Sales was around, I used to buy all my music from them, and then I'd visit the USA every now and then and go to some festivals and get CDs of the bands I really enjoy and keep stocked up that way. Well, that hasn't been happening lately. But Rebel Records keep in touch with me, and I've been getting Rebel Records way back in the day when they did that 4LP set, that Bluegrass Spectacular, which had so much good music on it. I've been following Rebel Records ever since then and buying quite a lot of their stuff. And they send to me a lot of their new releases, like we've had Larry Sparks and people like that just recently. And they've sent me one from Seth Mulder and the band Midnight Run, and the album is called Coming On Strong, and it's just out. In fact, street date is the 16th of June, and 16th of May, sorry, so it's only just out now. I'll read you a bit of the blurb. Straight out of Tennessee's Smoky Mountains, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run have set a benchmark of bluegrass for tight harmonies, lightning-fast instrumentals, and a perfectly curated blend of originals and reimagined classics. Their authentic mountain sound and musical mastery have earned them an enthusiastic fan base across the entire bluegrass landscape. Coming On Strong finds them raising the bar even higher for an even wider reach, and is produced in collaboration with the Bluegrass Hall of Famer Dudley Connell, Johnson Mountain Boys and Seldom Seen, and Ken Irwin, the founder of Rounder Records. They've got some heavies at the top there. It's a great album. I've really enjoyed listening to it. I'm going to play you two tracks from it. The first one is one called Heartbreak Express, and the second track is one called Looking Past the Pain. This is Seth Mulder and Midnight. What did I call it? Seth and Midnight Run. And Seth Mulder plays mandolin, does lead vocals. Colton Powers does the banjo and tenor vocals and occasionally sings lead. Chevy Watson plays guitar and does baritone vocals. Tyler Griffith plays the upright bass and does harmony. And Max Silverstein plays the fiddle. And so that's a great band. Let's listen. Brand new CD, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run. Here's Heartbreak Express.
Fast train sorrow hauling broken hearts like mine. In Manila, real express, pulling down the line. When you said that we were through, I didn't have to guess. I was just to ride upon that old Heartbreak Express. Knew someday I'd wind up riding down this line. You've given me my ticket, honey, many, many times. Here I am headed for the land of loneliness, speeding through the darkness on the old Heartbreak Express. You've given me my ticket, honey, many, many times. Here I am headed for the land of loneliness, speeding through the darkness on that old Heartbreak Express. Bye. of my home. The cowhand on the prairie is the only life I've known. I know I'll miss the old folks and the old Montana moon. And the cows on the prairie as they howl a mournful tune. Staring out the window, looking past the pain.
And that's from their brand new CD there. It's a great CD. They've obviously got excellent players in the band and it's really well produced. A very modern bluegrass mix, I'll say. But thank you, Rebel Records, for sending me that. And if you're looking for some great bluegrass music, I think I could recommend Seth Mulder and Midnight Run. Ah, we've got room for some old-time bluegrass in there, and there's none better at it than Curly Seckler. Worked with the Flatt & Scruggs band for a long, long time, doing a lot of the emceeing work for them, as well as Lester doing that. But Curly sang tenor to Lester, and they had an immaculate duo. But Curly did a great job working with his own band, and well, it's the band that he worked with on this album is the Shenandoah Cut-Ups. Billy Edwards on banjo, John Palmer on bass, Tater Tater on fiddle, and Herschel Sizemore on mandolin, and Curly, of course, playing guitar, his main instrument, not the mandolin that he played in Flatt & Scruggs' band, and doing the vocals, and has a very relaxed vocal style. Here he is doing a song called Worries on My Mind. This is from 1971. Curly Seckler.
I've got no one to call my own. I'm traveling down life's road alone. What makes you treat me so unkind? I got worries, worries on my mind. My broken heart is trying to say, back home today, and then the sun would once more shine. I got worries, worries on my mind. heart you've broken too. Take back the love you left behind. I got worries, worries on my mind. I'm tired of living all alone. Seems everything I have is gone. I guess I'll roll on down the line with these worries, worries on my mind.
That was Curly Settler with Worries on My Mind. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. We get all around New Zealand on the access radio stations. Sometime of the day or night, the show turns up, and if you hear some bluegrass music coming over the air, it's quite likely to be Back Porch Bluegrass, and I hope you enjoy the music. We also share access radio programs with the community radio stations in Canada. So several radio stations throughout Canada, you're also hearing Back Porch Bluegrass from Hamilton, New Zealand, and on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show also in the USA. Lots of ways to listen on radio, but lots of people listen on podcasts too, like on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM, and you can get it straight from Free FM. Really just go to the page, the web page of Free FM, and look up Back Porch Bluegrass, and there's a whole lot of episodes stacked up there that you can have a listen to, and I hope you can do that. One of Australia's best bluegrass performers is a man called Pete Dennehy. He's skilled on guitar, mandolin, fiddle, banjo and bass and singing and songwriting. And I have an album of Pete's called Wishbone Road. I shared a cabin on a bluegrass cruise with Pete. Interesting guy, fascinating, tells great stories, has genuinely funny stories to tell, and you will always enjoy his performances, but he's actually a fine musician. And he's got a song on this album, the album called Wishbone Road, and it's about his area in Australia, around the town of Beechworth in Victoria. And I'll read what he says on this. The song is called Patrick's Going to Hang. Now, how's that for a title? Patrick Sheehan was the first man to be hanged in Beechworth Jail on November the 12th, 1865. In a drunken stupor, he stabbed the publican James Kennedy in the National Hotel at Rowdy Flat. And what a good name for a place, Rowdy Flat. And Kennedy died soon after from the infection the stabbing brought on. The same day, there was another murder in Yakandanda, a nearby town, involving alcohol, a shovel and someone's head being hit with the same. Wild times in a beautiful part of Victoria. Well, it is a beautiful part of Victoria. And Pete is a skilled musician. He's playing banjo, guitar, mandolin, fiddle and bass on the song. And he wrote the words of the song. Here's Pete Dennehy and Patrick's Going to Hang.
In the National Hotel, I saw them playing cards. Bets were going sour, and the men were drinking hard. There were empty whiskey bottles and tempers hard to gauge, and careless talk and insults that led to drunken rage. Paddy Sheehan rose and staggered out into the hall, and an eerie realization slowly settled on us all. And Kennedy, the publican, in haste did shut the door, while a whiskey-sodden Sheehan, he was coming back for more. And for a moment's rage in the National one Sunday, Patrick Sheehan's gonna hang on Monday. Thank you. was allowed back in for fear he'd break the door. But he came back with a knife in hand to even up his score. And Kennedy received a wound that was to end his life, witnessed in pure terror by Kennedy's own wife. The doctor came to see him, but he died the next day. And that afternoon his mortal coil did slowly drift away. And Patrick in his prison cell with sorrow is consumed, thinking of his family and the gallows and his doom. And for a moment's rage in the National one Sunday, Patrick Sheehan's gonna hang on Monday. Well, I'm sure you're sorry, Patrick. You have to be, I guess. And you tell us that a contrite heart is beating in your chest. You've had time to beg forgiveness, you've had time to sit and think of all the things that might have been if you'd stayed away from drink. And when your family comes tonight, you know that you will cry as you tell them you are sorry and you kiss them all goodbye. And tomorrow you'll be paying for a life your anger stole. Goodbye, Patrick Sheehan, God have mercy on your soul. And for a moment's rage in the National one Sunday, Patrick Sheehan's gonna hang on Monday.
Danahy with Patrick's going to hang. And isn't it an interesting story? He's got wonderful diction and he lovely turns of phrase in his songwriting too. Pete Danahy is a real treasure to the bluegrass community of Australia, and I hope he can keep playing for years and years and years. Wonderful person. Let's hear an instrumental now from Mark Bolan. I don't know much about Mark Bolan, but he's played banjo with George Wynn and the Bluegrass Partners, Charlie Moore and the Dixie Partners, Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, and also played part-time and just does lots of things. Here he is working with Tad Marks on fiddle, Danny Nicely on guitar, David McLaughlin on mandolin, and Mark Schatz on bass with a tune called Bolan's Bounce, not Mark's Bounce, Bolan's Bounce. Here's Mark Bolan. Thank you. little bit different, isn't it? Mark Bolan with Bolan's Bounce there. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the pretty varied offerings that I've made today. There's been all sorts of music on there. We're going to finish up with Price Sisters, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, from their 2017 album, A Heart Never Knows. Thanks very much for tuning in. Do it again next week too. Bye.
I'll wait for your knock on the door, dear, and count the teardrops that I've cried. A lonely day, a lonesome night, a broken heart to mend. That careless word that cuts like a knife, and the waiting that never ends. Love me or leave me alone, dear, until I'll wait for your knock on the door, dear, and count the teardrops that I've cried.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.